This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now it's time for the Scores live coverage of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon with your hosts, Josh Liss, U.S. Marathon Olympian Jenny Spangler, and expert analysts Josh Cox, Chris Wehrman, and Trenir Moser. The eyes of the world are now focused on Chicago. Keep it on the Score as we cover this international event that's a true Chicago tradition. The 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. The Chicago Marathon is on the air. And for the 19th year on the Score, welcome back to our one-of-a-kind coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and today's 46th running. Once again, good morning. I'm Josh Liss, joined by our expert crew, including my two co-hosts here at the finish line in Grant Park, just about 20 minutes ahead of the start of the wheelchair race and 30 minutes ahead of the start of the marathon. This is the spot to be. My two co-hosts next to me, U.S. Olympian and area running coach Jenny Spangler, and for the second time with us, accomplished runner and agent Josh Cox. Good morning, guys. We'll check in with you in just a quick second. I want to let our listeners know on the Score this morning that for the next 4 hours, we'll be giving you a blow-by-blow description of one of the world's premier marathons. It's part of the Abbott World Marathon Majors series of races. And with parade coverage, we'll tour this pretty city through 29 of its diverse and magnificent neighborhoods with our cast of reporters along the course. Our broadcast position, just yards from the finish line here on Columbus Drive in the heart of Grant Park in downtown Chicago. Crowds are building. There is a buzz surrounding us. Runners are loosening up. We've seen plenty of them jog by. And a little later this morning, we'll call the winners in the men's and women's races and the men's and women's wheelchair races. And like we've done a few times over the years, including last year, we may call a world record time. So stick around. Jenny Spangler, thanks for being back with us, co-host at the finish line on her 17th Chicago Marathon broadcast. That's awesome. Endurance champ, U.S. Olympian from the Chicagoland area. You won the 96 trials in 2003. You set an American Masters record, 230-238 here in Chicago. Longtime coach in the North Suburbs, giving back to the next generation. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Josh. It's great to be back. I feel like last year, 2023, that was full of record-breaking energy. We had four course records, a world record, record charity fundraising, and that energy has been carried into this year. We have the deepest women's field in the history of this marathon. Both our chair champions are back. Once again, we're on track for record-breaking charity fundraising, and we're expected to have a record number of participants cross the finish line.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great day. Jenny, we're all over it. She's all over it with us here at the finish line. And Josh Cox back for the second straight year. Good morning, longtime distance runner and agent, 50K U.S. record holder, a four-time Olympic trials participant, part of three U.S. national teams. Okay, yeah, he's fit, and he's with us for the second time. So good morning. Six world records have been broken in Chicago, Josh. The theme this year is more speed, but also the legacy of the late Kelvin Kiptum, who broke the world record here last year, but unfortunately died in a tragic accident in February in a car crash near his home in Kenya. How is Kelvin Kiptum's legacy being felt here this weekend and today?
You know, Josh, it's a pleasure to be back, and the spirit has been uplifting, I would say, really honoring of Kelvin Kiptum's life, his legacy, what we saw him do out here on the course last year. It was unprecedented, and he had a whole career ahead of him, unfortunately passed in that tragic accident, but one of his great friends, a pallbearer in his funeral, Amos Kipruto, 30-year-old Kenyan, he's going to be toeing the line today in honor of Kelvin, 203.13 personal best. Everyone is out here running for Kelvin this year.
Yeah, there will be a moment of silence for the late Kelvin Kiptum, and many runners are wearing memorial stickers and have his name and last year's record time emblazoned on their bibs. So it's certain to be a day of remembrance for Kelvin Kiptum, his legacy, very much part of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Last year's record-setting time was 2 hours, 35 seconds. I'm not sure that can be matched. World records, six of them have been set here in Chicago. Jenny and Josh here at the finish line with myself, Josh Liss, on the score. It's time to go out to Chris Wehrman, who joins us for the fifth time covering the lead males. Chris is all geared up and accomplished distance runner and area coach, a longtime Chicago guy himself. Good morning, Chris. What are you most excited about today?
Oh, good morning, guys. What am I excited about? I'm excited about watching 50,000 runners and some incredible elite athletes run through all of the neighborhoods on what is turning out to be a pretty spectacular day. Overcast, you know, it's warm but not hot. We don't have to worry about weather changes. Today is about as good of a day as you can hope for without any extreme weather issues.
Chris Wehrman, thanks for your time. Good luck gearing up. You'll be following the lead male runners, the elites at the front of the pack, a number of them in today's race from Ethiopia and Kenya, but also some interesting Americans like Zach Panning and CJ Albertson, who we'll talk about later. Of course, the Americans in this race affected by an Olympic year, the trials were earlier this year, and a lot of competitors in today's race are competing to sort of get that edge back after not making the Paris Summer Games. Trinier Mosier is back following the lead women for the third time with us here on the score. She's a retired athlete, an NCAA All-American, and five-time U.S. champion. Trinier has seen some unbelievable women's finishes over her short time with us. And I suppose, Trinier, what are your goals for today? Nothing less than maybe another record?
Oh, for sure. I'm so excited. The women's field is very, very deep. We have Ruth Chepngetich that has come back. She's a two-time Chicago Marathon champion. She got second last year, and from what I'm hearing, she's in great shape, and she is so ready to attack the streets of Chicago. She says it feels like home for her, so I'm sure the fans will give her a nice, warm welcome.
Wonderful. Trinier, we'll catch up with you throughout the race. Chris and Trinier, they've got an unbelievable seat. We've both done this, and Josh, you've been involved in many broadcasts of marathons over the years. What's it like when you're in a lead vehicle out in front of, and in Chicago, because you can't go 26.2 miles along this course just in driving through everyday traffic. So Jenny, what's it like to be on that lead vehicle out in front of the elites?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. As you said, just to be out there through the streets of Chicago that are usually packed with cars, being able to follow them, watch their movements, look at their facial expressions. You know, you can really feel their energy. You can feel what they're going through.
Mm-hmm. And Gabe Ramirez, we're getting into our score guys who are helping us out today. Gabe Ramirez is back on one of the lead vehicles. He'll be touring this great city. Good morning, Gabe. What are you most excited about with the 46th running of today's marathon?
Well, I think just as was mentioned, seeing people's faces is a marvel as you're traveling around the city. There is no way to do it outside of that, to see the city come to life and together here on all of these runners. But I will tell you this, Josh, as I was passing through the starting line, through the corrals, I always make it a point to walk through them, not on the sidewalks. I want to see these runners' faces. The nerves, on each runner's face is what gives me excitement and energy, because I know they are ready. It's palpable. I can feel it. I know the city can feel it. Our entire staff is ready to go to put on an amazing show, and I cannot wait for this thing to get started.
We are only a few minutes away from the start of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, and Gabe, we want to wish your wife good luck. She's a first-time marathon participant. Are you still with us? How's it been with her training all these last few months?
Well, we have two small kids, and as anyone knows, when training for a marathon, you need some time. So I've been super daddy daycare, but it all comes to an end today. I cannot wait to celebrate her. But it's been great watching it firsthand as someone that has never ran a marathon. To see my wife go through it and see all the efforts that she put in, it allows me to have a different perspective when I see these people out here on this course. But I'm extremely proud of her. I love her so much. I'm so happy she's doing it, and I can't wait to hear what it's like to experience the marathon through her eyes when this thing's over.
Oh, that's wonderful. But no matter what, you're going to finish faster than her, so you'll have the bragging rights. Thank you. Thank you, Gabe. Stand by, and we'll get back to you later in the race. Good luck to your wife, who's running today's 26.2 miles. You're listening to The Score, Sports Radio 670 Score. It's the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh Liss here at the finish line. We're going around the horn to another Score guy, Mike Esposito, up in the Gold Coast neighborhood. How is your view from up there, Espo?
Josh, good morning. It's great. We are here roughly at Oak and LaSalle, and right now it's just me and Chicago's finest, who, I'll tell you what, you get a great appreciation for everything that the police department and the city do to get the streets and the course ready with the blockades and just the logistics of everything. It's pretty intense and pretty fun to watch. But right now, as you mentioned, the calm before the storm here, people are starting to gather. We're about mile four here on the map, but people, the cool part about where I'm at is there's a lot of high-rise buildings here, the north stretch heading down LaSalle as you head north through the city. So the people will start descending as they time it for when the lead runners are coming by, and as Gabe mentioned, the city just comes alive. You go from zero to tens of thousands of people here on the street almost overnight, and as we enter almost year 20 here on The Score doing this, it never gets old. It's still a ton of fun, and we're looking forward to a great event here today.
Keep your eyes and ears peeled for us out in the Gold Coast area. Mike Esposito, thanks for checking in. Let's head to the other side of the course, one of the more vibrant parts of the course in Chinatown, and bring in 670 The Score's Adam Studzinski. What's up, Adam? You've done this a few times. How are you looking to sort of improve on your top performance from a year ago?
Oh, well, I'm really looking forward to being down here in Chinatown. I mean, you said it, Josh. Like, this might be, having ran this a couple times, my favorite part of the race. Like, Chinatown gets so lit, as the kids say, during the race. It's pretty quiet down here right now. I'm standing at the corner of Cermak and Wentworth, where the runners are going to be turning from Cermak down south on Wentworth. It's about the 21.5-mile mark of the race, so we're not going to see any runners down here for a little while. There's a slight breeze down here I want to mention going from west to east down Cermak, so that's actually a good thing. The runners are going to have a little bit of a breeze at their back coming through this area. This is where it gets real, folks. This is where it gets really real. If you trained for this, you probably haven't run more than 20, 21, 22 miles in your training run. So from here to the end of the race, it's basically uncharted territory, unless, of course, you've run a marathon before. The pain really starts to set in, too. You got to take a lot of focus. Luckily, as I mentioned, there's going to be so much of a big party down here that you can distract yourself, trust me. So it's going to be a lot of fun down here. Really looking forward to seeing everyone start to show out. I'm Adam Studzinski. Now back over to you, Josh, at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Sport Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Good stuff, Studs. Thanks. We'll check back with you later. It's going to get loud, and that can often push a marathon runner with that extra little burst. The weather today is a factor. On some level, we see some breeze. Let's check in for the first time this morning with race director Kerry Pinkowski in his 34th year with us. Good morning, Kerry. What do you have to report on this morning's weather forecast?
Good morning, Josh. How are you all? I am up at the start line here on the north end of Grant Park. And the one thing that's apparent is how still it is. You know, I always use the trees and the leaves here on the around Monroe, and they are dead still. So that's a big factor. We've got this cloud cover, which is great. And the weather's for our elite athletes is pretty good. I mean, I would defer to Jenny or Josh, but, you know, I think we'll see some controlled and some good running up front. And, If the wind comes up, they're saying it's going to be a northwest wind, which will push them once they get up to the north end of the course. So the plan is in place.
What kind of plan, Kerry Pinkowski? Because from what we understand through yesterday's technical meeting, this year's theme might be even faster than last year. What can you tell us about what these elites and even some of the top Americans are going to try to achieve today?
Well, that's a tall order, guys. You know, Kelvin Kiptum and Safwan Hassan were, you know, they were on a different plan and a different mission. And obviously that came to fruition. I think with these athletes, they may have the idea that let's go after it, let's get a fast time. But also winning this event is a big part of their careers. It's something that can change their lives. So we'll see what the mindset is and the chemistry, where if they start watching each other a little bit and it becomes a little bit more tactical, it will be fast. But will one of these guys strike out and try to get after it? We'll see. We've got some very young, very, very talented and athletic athletes going against some pretty savvy and experienced athletes. So that chemistry will really make something happen. On the women's side, there's been such a surge in women's performances, from Safwan to Giddy to the 2:11 world record in Berlin. I think that's the mindset. So, Josh, that's why we line them up. We'll see what happens.
5 minutes away from the start of the wheelchair race, just less than 15 minutes away. I know there's going to be a moment to honor the late Kelvin Kiptum, and his legacy has really been on display all throughout race week, hasn't it, Kerry?
It has. All of us, in many ways, are just still brokenhearted by the untimely death of Kelvin, and obviously, his athletic performance is what resonates and is indelibly etched in our minds and on the streets of Chicago. But he was such a wonderful, sweet guy, so humble, and was the short time that we knew him was just a joy, and it was a pleasure to know him. And to lose him, and really on the front end of his career, is, I think that's the heartbreaking part of it, because he was just getting started. What he would have had to offer would be amazing.
Yeah, Kerry, this is Jenny. What I gathered from the press conference on Friday is, yes, Kelvin is in the minds of everybody, and what he did here last year has really, really upped everybody's game and excited for the Chicago Marathon. And they kept talking about fast racing. We're going to go fast today. We're going to go fast today. And even the American women, we have a top-notch American women field who I feel could potentially break the American record today. I don't know your thoughts on that.
That's what they do, Jenny. That's what they come here to do. That's what they train to do. You know, I watched a lot of a video from the 80s. Obviously, Steve Jones's 40th anniversary of his performance. Jones race against Ingrid Christensen in the 80s. Khalid, Catherine DeRaba, Paula Radcliffe. The media, you guys, all were saying, they've gone too fast. They've gone too fast. That's been the theme. And they posted historic performances. I mean, that is what Chicago's about. People come here to run fast, and that's what we'll see.
And that's part of your legacy in your 34th year as Chicago Marathon race director. Kerry, stand by. You're up at the front at the start line. We'll revisit with you a little bit later on. Good luck getting this thing started and through an emotional remembrance of Kelvin Kiptum a little bit later on. Guys, back here at the finish line on Columbus Drive, which is also named Kerry Pinkowski Way, by the way. We can bring that up a little later, depending on how the race goes, if he wants to brag. And it might have been a few mayors ago, by the way, that honor came down. But we'll poke Kerry a little bit later. He's a good guy. He's been in charge of assembling an unreal field here today in an Olympic year in the shadow of the untimely death of Kelvin Kiptum. So two new champions will be crowned, but in the next 2.5-3 minutes, the defending wheelchair champions, Josh Cox, will be starting their role and trying to defend their crowns. They're both from Switzerland, the silver bullet Marcel Hoog and his countrymate Catherine De Bruyne. What can you tell us, Josh, about these chair racers who seem on paper like two of the greatest all time?
They really are, Josh. Marcel Hoog he's going to be really tough to beat today. I mean, just put it out there, straightforward, odds-on favorite. Dana Romanchuk is another guy that has competed at a very high level, won many of these world marathon majors. But right now, on the men's side, I would say Marcel Hoog is the man to beat.
Okay, well, someone's going to have to bring up Susanna Scaroni as maybe someone to compete against Catherine De Bruyne, and she's out of that renowned University of Illinois wheelchair program, Jenny, which we've talked about almost every year, because Tatiana McFadden out of that same program has the course record 9 titles in the chair on the women's side.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you remember last year's race, Susanna Scaroni was only 2 seconds behind Catherine De Bruyne. So I'm looking forward to a good race today. I just wanted to also mention that these chair athletes, both Marcel and Catherine, they were at the Paris Paralympics. I mean, Catherine actually did 5, she won 5 gold medals at Paris. Both of them won Berlin just a few weeks ago. So they're here. They're probably a little bit tired, but as Josh said, both of them are the people to beat.
Absolutely. They can run more than 1 or 2 marathons in a year in those chairs and compete in them. We're only a moment away from the start of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. 4 races. Remember, all 4 course records fell last year, including a world record. The silver bullet, Marcel Hoog, is in bib 201. The technology, as a 38-year-old from Switzerland, helps him maintain these amazing personal best speeds, like when he set a personal best time, 1:15:33, Hoog, and Boston just earlier this year. The winningest chair racer ever, with 4 Chicago titles and 2-time defending champ Marcel Hoog, ready to start spinning those wheels up Columbus Drive going north. The flag is in the air, and in just a matter of seconds, this race will be underway. The starter is up near the finish line. Now up near the start, the arm is down. The flag has been waved in the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Men's wheelchair field is underway. Another 60 seconds, and the women will start. Susanna Scaroni is now 33 years old. She's on the start line, a Champaign native who ran or competed in her personal chair best in Duluth 22. But she's competing in her 10th Chicago Marathon today after a win in 22. She was second place, like you said, only by a split few seconds last year, Susanna Scaroni. I want to say she's probably going to be the one to chase after Catherine De Bruyne today.
I would agree with you, Josh. And just looking at the paper and what she's done in the past, she's going to actually, I know, be going for it. She did mention in the press conference that she prefers the hillier courses because it separates the group more, and she doesn't particularly like to come down to that sprint finish, which I can relate to. Mm-hmm. But she's going to be going after her today.
Absolutely. The wheelchair racers obviously complete the race in a faster fashion. So as the women are just getting started, and with the men already going, we should mention that in about another 8 or 9 minutes, the elite field will be off and running, and then within the next few stages and the next few corrals, from about 8 up to 8:30 and 9 o'clock, the rest of the field of about 50,000 will compete. So here we are. We're underway, Josh Cox. The chair racers are underway, and we can sort of let that get going, and we're going to take a peek at the men's and women's fields. I think the men's field is wide open. We've mentioned the legacy of the late Kelvin Kiptum already, and we'll bring him up and some of the amazing times he was able to slam down here last year. You mentioned his country mate, Amos Kipruto, the 32-year-old, as someone to watch. But the man with the best time in the field is Berhanu Legesi of Ethiopia. He's 30, and he's the 6th fastest men's marathon runner of all time, Josh Cox. So if anybody's going to put Kipruto to the test today, it's probably Legesi and a few others. So who stands out on your men's roster?
Yeah, really, it's a great recap there. I think Legesi, 202.48 personal best. I mean, when you start breaking 203, you're in rarefied air. Vincent Nagetich, 25-year-old Kenyan. He's only raced 2 marathons. I like him a lot. A massive talent. 203.13 debut in Berlin last fall. The only dude to beat him, the GOAT, Eliud Kipchoge. And this spring, 204.18 in Tokyo. So this is his 3rd marathon. And typically, as a pro, you're coming from the track. You're coming from these shorter distances. Really, you give guys 2-3 marathons before they really start to understand it. And really, it's the 3rd and 4th where we really see guys take ground. So I like Nagetich a ton. Kipruto, who we mentioned, the pallbearer, Kelvin Kipton's funeral. It's it's going to be a great field up front. And I think it, the race dynamic is going to be very different from last year. You have a lot of equally matched guys, which really sets the table for a fast, fast, fun race to watch. The last guy I'll talk about, Daniel Abenyo of Kenya, 29 years old. He's making his debut. A little late to be making a debut, but and no man has won Chicago in their debut since Evans Rudo in 2003, but Abenyo has a little chip on his shoulder. He failed to make the Kenyan Olympic 10,000 meter team. He fell in that race in their trials at the pre-classic back in May. So guys who miss that, they have a lot of fuel during their training in the summer. They're seeing these games take place, and they're like, hey, Chicago's next up.
But they need to keep their cool as they get nervous and start burning through that nervous energy. 6 minutes ahead of the start of the race, let's go out to the front of the elite pack as they line up at the start line and bring back in Chris Wierman. What are your eyes showing you? What are the elites doing at this moment, Chris?
The elites are finishing up their last-minute strides. You know, unlike the rest of the field who are kind of packed in their corrals, staying warm, the elites have the ability to do some last-minute sprints to try to get the legs moving, heart rates up, and blood flowing. What's interesting is that in some of the past years, last year even in particular, where it was a little bit cooler, you would see a lot of arm sleeves and some winter hats before the day started. Even as the elite athletes were stretching in the elite tent, they had already stripped down into their singlets and shorts. So they're anticipating the weather to be warm enough that they don't need to worry about any cool air, and I think that that's really going to set up for a fast race today.
All right, settle in, Chris. It's going to be awesome. The men with no extra hats, no extra gloves, because it's 60 at the start and high of 65, it's going to pretty much be in that low 60 range with maybe an occasional wind burst of about 10 miles per hour, but nothing consistent. The chance of rain is flying out of here. That's shrunk from about 15% to next to zero. The humidity is breaking up, too. It was 66% when we went on the air a few moments ago. It's dropping, and the cloud cover of about 78% is going to clear out, too, so the average runners might get into some sun sunshine and some warmth and some wind a little bit later. Okay, Jenny Spangler, we're going to check in with Trenier in just a second, but I want to know right off the top, your two or three women's favorites here today. Some familiar names are back.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Ruth Chepin-Gedich has to be the favorite. She's won here twice. She was second last year to the great Safwan Hassan. But she's got some competition today. Satume Kabede, she has made a statement. She has asked her pacer to go out so that she can run a 2:11 marathon, which would be a huge PR
for her.
That would
break the world record.
Trying to break the world record, absolutely. And then Joycelyn Jabkowski, she was fourth here last year. I know she would like to move up. So really, those are my top three picks, I would say, for the field today.
Only about 4 minutes to go before the start of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Elite Field. Trenier Mosier, you're out near the start line. You've got your eyes on Ruth and her competitors. How are you sizing up this women's field? What do you see right now?
All the competitors, they're lined up right now. Everyone's ready. We're a couple of minutes away from the gun going off. Everyone is ready. It was, like Chris had said, it was amazing to see. It's a lot warmer this year. You don't see the gloves. You don't see the hats. I was in the athlete tent, and I was at the warm-up. I smelled a lot of biofreeze, and I saw a lot of smiles. So everyone was game faces on and really ready to go.
That's great. Stand by, Trenier. Josh and Jenny, the smell of biofreeze is in the ear, in the air. It's just what people rub on for pain. We know it's a pain reliever, but the elites are into that as well. They'll use it at the start. What's the strategy with applying that before you start?
Really, it's just to warm up the muscles and get them going, you know, and it's about waking the body up. When you're racing a track event, something 5K, 10K, you're going to run 2-3 maybe even 4 miles in a warm-up to shake it out with your strides and everything to get ready. In a marathon, you have to preserve the glycogen, so the stored form of carbohydrate in the body. And so you're not running these massive long warm-ups. You're doing enough to wake the body up, but really use these early miles to kind of work it in. And again, like you were saying, you have to keep your emotions in check because you run. The best way to run a marathon is a negative split or an even split. The second half faster than the first or the same pace throughout. But you have to keep those emotions in check. First 20 miles with your head, pace, pace, pace. You're looking at the watch, the last 10K with your heart, race, race, race.
Only about 2.5 minutes away from the start of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Live coverage until 11 a.m. through the amazing finishes, all here on The Score. And then stay tuned after our race coverage for Bears postgame, after the marathon and after the game. There will be Bears postgame later on, so you're in the right place for a full day of action. It's like a celebration today, guys. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Bears going in the background. We're here down at the finish line on Columbus Drive, moments away from the start of this race. Last year's 45th running, there was a record 48,472 finishers. That total could be broken today. Over 50,000 are in the field. How about this stat for you, Josh and Jenny? Over 120,000 people applied to be in this race today, and many of them who were denied were able to get in through charity fields. There is a lot of money being raised for charity today via 205 official charity teams. The elite runners like Ruth Chepin-Gedich and Berhanu Legacy and Satume Kebede and Amos Kipruto, and Americans like Zach Panning, Sarah Hall, Betsy Sena, Kira D'Amato, Emma Bates, Gabriella Rooker are all on the start line at Columbus Park. If you want a reference point, it's near the Art Institute. Columbus Drive is only a short step from Lakes, from a few short steps from Lake Michigan. In multicolored bibs and multicolored shoes, from yellow to white and different grades in between, these runners are settling into the starting line, maybe about 14, 15 across. A lot of them are wearing their watches, so they're grabbing their opposite wrist, trying to stay on time so they can keep their own pace, keep track of it. They will have professional pacers out in front of the field. Once, about 20 years ago, a pacer did go all the way through and win the Chicago Marathon. Highly unlikely, because with champions like Berhanu Legacy and Ruth Chepin-Gedich, the two-time winner, out in front of the field, it is going to be a big day. The gun is off. The flag has been flown. It is happening. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is underway, the 46th running, and right away they are heading north on Columbus Drive. Guys, the clock has gone off. Jenny, this is the moment.
This is the moment. At this point in the race, just starting, you're just trying to keep relaxed, you're focused, just trying to feel your body out a little bit. And what's amazing to me is, you know, we're all looking at these elites starting, but there's 50,000 other runners in the back waiting to go.
Absolutely. Josh Cox, what does it feel like to take off on that first few steps as an elite behind those pacers?
It is such a relief, honestly. You've had this date circled on your calendar for 6 months, and it's finally here. You summon all the memories of all those morning runs, all those interval sessions, all those long runs on the weekend, and not just for the pros, but like Jenny mentioned, we have athletes from all 50 states, 100 countries represented here in Chicago, and they may not be breaking the tape up front, but they're all here to run fast, and that's what Chicago course is built for. And it's such a relief once that gun goes off. You're like, okay, now I'm doing the thing I've been training to do. Let's go.
And Jenny, you can speak to this. What, you once set a master's record here in Chicago. You were on the 96 Olympic team. You've been on many different types of courses. What gives Chicago the actual edge when it comes to being so fast?
Well, you know, of course, obviously, it's very, very flat, looped course, but for me it's also just the crowds around. They produce such tremendous energy for you. If there's ever a point in the race where you're like, you're starting to question how you're feeling, you get up with another pack of spectators that are cheering, and it really lifts you up.
Absolutely. Gabe Ramirez is with us again on the lead vehicle out in front of the pack. It's like a jar of jelly beans spilled across the sidewalk. Gabe, what's your point of view on the start of this great race?
And the jelly beans are not just the racers, Josh. It's also the fans themselves from the very beginning. Lower Wacker, Randolph Drive, a sea of people. And right now, as we are crossing under Columbus, you can see so many people on Upper Wacker, the people that are cheering. This is probably the largest crowd I've seen at the beginning in this race in the 3 years that I've been covering it. But what a spectacle. The energy from the very beginning. The racers are coming out, starting with a nice little pep in the step from the very beginning. But I tell you, these fans are ready to see something amazing. You see the flags from all the countries. You see young, you see old in the streets. It is absolutely something amazing right now in these streets. It is beautiful out here today, guys.
Great stuff. Yeah, over 1.7 million estimated on-course spectators today. Think about that. Thanks, Gabe. We'll check back with you soon, and good luck to your wife who's running today. So with 1.7 million spectators along the course, it's going to get loud. Josh, maybe some of these runners are used to quiet training runs. That noise is going to be in their ear. They're not going to be able to hear their earbuds. How can the average runner sort of stay and get in that zone today? They haven't even started because some of these slower times, their start times aren't for another 15, 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's great the way these big city marathons do it. They stagger everyone predicated on their entry time, where they expect to race. Are they in corral one? Or are they going to be in corral six? You know, and they stagger them out. But I'll tell you this. Yes, it's a very different scene when you're out here and you have really it's seven figures of people. The millions of people come out and watch this, and they're coming out of their buildings, they're coming out of the restaurants, they're cheering them on. But that energy is what's special. And it's almost like it's this amazing thing, because you float on race day, and we call it the race day magic. And those cheers, the bands, the cheerleaders all line in the course. It is fuel for your run, but it's about keeping the emotions in check early. You really want to use those emotions late in the race, but early on, you got to keep those emotions in check.
Yeah, right now they're just following the pacers. We've got a bank of closed circuit monitors that are showing us all views of the course from our broadcast position here on Columbus Drive near the finish line, and we've got a cast of experts giving us a blow-by-blow. But Jenny and Josh, it doesn't look like anything outside of the ordinary right away. The pacers are doing their job.
Absolutely. What I like to see is John Carrere. He's right up front, tucked right behind those two pacers. John Carrere, he mentioned in the press conference he's in the best shape of his life. He has had his two fastest times ever here at the Chicago Marathon, 2022 and 2023. Unfortunately, it was also a very fast field, so I know he would really, really, really finally like to win here today.
One of the friends of the score is running today, Carl Allegretti. You've heard Carl on our Bank of America Chicago Marathon preview specials and other things. Big thank you, Arbor Investments, Mountain House, Vital Essentials, and Lantana. Carl, you're involved with all of those, and you're running for a cause today. You've done this many times. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on making it to the starting line. Yeah, we're going to wish good luck to Carl. And, you know, it's interesting. It makes me think of the time when I was in this race a few years ago. And, you know, I popped on the broadcast, and you guys were so gracious to have me on while I was huffing and puffing. And just to give you context of what it's like for an average runner, they interrupted the interview. They're like, all right, Josh, stand by. Good luck. You're at about mile 15, 13, somewhere in the halfway mark. We've got the winners coming through right about now. So, yeah, that's what the average runner is up against right there. So big thank you to all, again, the sponsors today, Arbor Investments, Mountain House, Vital Essentials, and Lantana. And good luck to Carl, who is running for all sorts of great causes. He's one of the friends of the show. Jenny and Josh, you stand by. We are 5 minutes into today's elite race. The estimated finishing times are for the chairs about 8:45 and 9, and for the men's and women's elite runners about 9:35 and 9:50 a.m. So stick with us for Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox and our cast of experts. Rejoin us after the other side of this break. It's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 46 running on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
People say, when you see a cardinal, it's a message from someone who's passed on. When I see them on my run, I know my mom's with me. I'm Ara, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I'm running for the American Heart Association in honor of my mom, who passed away from a heart attack. And on race day, she'll be in my heart.
Join Bank of America in helping Ara's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportara. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
Making it to the finish line of my cancer treatment showed me how strong I am. I'm Monica, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. This year's race is my comeback story, and my marathon is for Immerman Angels, to help others dealing with cancer have a comeback story of their own.
Join Bank of America in helping Monica's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportmonica. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
My son Josiah took his first steps at age 4. Cerebral palsy makes movement difficult. But now at age 9, I'm just trying to keep up with him. I'm LaRue, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And my marathon is for Ronald McDonald House Charities, who do so much for families going through health journeys.
Join Bank of America in helping LaRue's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportLaRue. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
Food insecurity is tough to live with. I know firsthand what it's like to go days without food. I'm Adonis, and I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. My marathon is for World Central Kitchen and helping to bring nourishing meals to families in need.
Join Bank of America in helping Adonis' cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportAdonis. References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2024.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend. Live fully as you go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information, schedule a virtual visit, download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run, find calm with guided meditations, and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips, so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
And now back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
This is the place to be for coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 46th running. Great to be back with you. It's Josh with Jenny. And Josh, the elites are off and running. The wheelchair elites are rolling through the streets of Chicago. And it's great to be back with you on The Score. This year is bittersweet because we lost the defending champion in an unfortunate car crash. He's being remembered today by some of his Kenyan countrymates. Kelvin Kiptum being honored by many runners who were in last year's race and this year's race with memorial stickers. And also talking about how the Pacers are out to set even faster and faster times. Josh Cox, I want to point to you. What is involved in the Pacers' job? I mean, they're not going to finish this race today, but they're being paid to do a specific job and hit a specific number. How does it all come together?
Yeah, really. When you're talking about running fast times in these time trial courses like Chicago, like a Berlin, like a London, what these races do, and Chicago does a phenomenal job. They've flown in 20-plus pacemakers for the race and personal pacemakers for the individual athletes. Some are contracted with the race where it's, this is your assignment. You're not a personal pacemaker. You're charged with running 61:30 to 61:45 through the half. That's what we're looking at up front here on our monitors with Peter and Hillary pacing these men to a 203 type race. Mm-hmm. But it's really for the athlete. It's so that they don't have to think about anything. They just tuck in, and Chicago can get gusty. It's a windy city after all. And so right now we're looking out at the flags. It's about as still as you can hope for here. But when you get out away from these buildings and away out into the open, it can become a major factor. So the pacemakers, they have different pacemakers every couple minutes, and everyone kind of slots in where they want to race and what time they want to hit. But there's also personal pacemakers. So there was a lot of gamesmanship going on where the personal pacemakers, they're not charged with pacing an entire pack. They're charged with pacing an individual athlete. And so those athletes, those pacemakers are there for the one athlete. And so it's a really unique wrinkle.
Yeah, Jenny, what's your experience watching today's pace setters and throughout your career about how they can help and maybe even hinder you at some point?
Right. Well, as you can tell, the pacemakers right now, there are almost a few of them are like in a V. So like as Josh said, they're kind of surrounding you. They're helping you, you know, avoid some of the wind gusts, just helping you keep calm and focused. You don't have to think. But sometimes, as you know, in the past, we've had a pacemaker that's won the Chicago Marathon before. But sometimes they can hinder you. Like last year, I think, Josh, you can remind me about Kelvin Kiptum. At one time, he got mad at the pacemaker and was like, you're not going fast enough. Get out of here.
Well, and this is their career at stake, right? And the pacemakers are brought in to run a certain pace. But Kelvin was running, and he looked down at his watch, and you saw him check, and he went up, and he gave the guy a friendly tap on the shoulder, said, "Hey, bud," and you saw him look at his watch and look at him, and then Kelvin kind of went, and it was like, okay, game on.
Oh yeah,
like
Kelvin's second half marathon went down in 59:47. Only one American has ever run a faster half marathon. Just as itself, a half marathon. That
Ryan
was
Hall,
second
the,
half.
Yeah, the American
year.
Record holder.
So we'll see if they're going to take a shot at that time. 2 hours, 35 seconds flat. That was set last year. Four course records fell. Adam Studzinski, you were covering last year's race, so you saw the future record holder blaze by you. And right now, you're in the midst of all the party in Chinatown. Studs, what's the scene?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're still setting up down here. They're getting ready. I heard you guys talking earlier about the BioFreeze, all the elite runners are lathering up in BioFreeze. Actually, where I'm standing right now is a BioFreeze cool-down area so the runners can, you know, especially for the amateur runners, they can get nice and lathered up and get some pain relief. Because like I mentioned earlier, I mean, you're in a lot of pain when you start coming through here. But it's still pretty quiet down here. We're not expecting to see runners or the wheelchair racers for a little while now. But I do expect things to pick up shortly. I've been seeing more and more spectators roll in. I still have been seeing some runners making their way over to the red line, which is right near me here. So obviously they have a much later start time than the elite runners that just got going. So that's it for right now. I'll make sure and keep the vibe checks going down here. I'm Adam Stavinsky. Back over to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Sports Broadcast Center near the finish line.
You know, Studs wants to get into that big dancing dragon and be a part of all that. That's a big part of the culture down there, down in Chinatown. All right, good stuff, Adam Stavinsky. Let's catch up to Mike Esposito. He's up doing breakfast in Old Town. What's on the menu this morning along with the marathon, Espo?
Josh, we got lots of coffee and muffins coming out. We got some drums and some cowbells, and as you could probably hear, some dogs barking as they get out here and watch the runners go by. We've seen the elite wheelchairs go by, just waiting on the lead runners, the elite marathoners, to come by. We expect them here shortly, but as of now, the crowds, as usual, have started to fill in. The medians here in the middle of LaSalle Street are filled with people who get a great vantage point to watch the runners come at them looking south to north as we head north here up on LaSalle Street. But we're getting ready for the runners to come by, and we're enjoying ourselves here. And the weather, as you guys have said, is beautiful for a marathon. For now, I'm Mike Esposito here on the Gold Coast. Now back to you, Josh, at the Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Yeah, we're on until 11 here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. This is where you listen to extensive coverage of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon at the finish line. Yards from it. We could run through it ourselves in just a matter of seconds, Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox. We'll probably want to stay put here in our broadcast position and live up to our obligations today. Happy to be with you on the Score. Good morning. Thank you for being with us. Yeah, it's a celebration of the city. And guys, I know you've got some early sort of numbers coming in from the first mile or so. Jenny, what can you share with us?
Well, I would just like to mention, I know we're early in the race, but the men's chair field right now is very tight with four men like within 1 second of each other. Marcel Hoog, of course, is leading the charge, but our own Daniel Romanchuk is basically right next to him, and we've got Aaron Pike from the U.S. 1 second back. So it'll be interesting to see how this race develops as, you know, we get further into it.
Yeah, into the chair races. Who's going to challenge Hoog, the silver bullet, and dethrone him after back-to-back Chicago titles, one of the greatest of all time. On the women's side, Catherine De Bruyner spinning through the streets of Chicago. The familiarity means something, but there have been first-time runners, Josh Cox, come in here. What is the difference oftentimes with experience on a marathon course, and then yet at the same time, a first-timer can go in and get the job done just as easily?
Yeah, really. When you talk about level of difficulty in different marathons, I always tell athletes, hey, your first one, let's just race the distance. Let's find a flat, fast course. We love Chicago for a debut because there's so many variables. You're fueling every 5K. The elite athletes have their own personal fluids. We had to do the elite fluid drop-off yesterday for all the athletes and the pacemakers too. And so there's so many variables in an event like this. Debuting at a Boston or a New York that rolls, it adds all these other elements. Chicago, you can come into Chicago and never do a course tour. You know why? It's flat. You go find a parking lot and run circles, pretty much. There's a couple bridges you're going over, but that's the nature of this course. It is a world record course. And not everyone's setting world records, but everyone's trying to run a personal best, and particularly in their debut.
Yeah, this great race started in 1977 when there were 2,128 finishers, the first finisher field. Since then, over 1 million have finished this race, including you, Jenny, a few times. So we've talked a little bit earlier, and Josh just mentioned it now, this course is built for speed, but the experience versus a first-timer, could that be the difference between a men's, women's sort of elite winner today, the experience here in Chicago?
Oh, absolutely. If you've run this course before, you know where basically every turn is. You know where the wind might be a factor. It's just so important to know a course like this. But on the other hand, some people argue, hey, if you don't know the course, you're just running and you're not thinking. So, you know, there's kind of pros and cons. But, you know, I really want to mention, you know, we're talking about the races. We're talking about the pacers. But the women's field today has gone out hot. Right now, the three that we previously mentioned, you know, Ruth and Tsutomi and Joycelyn, they are right now at a projected 206-20 finish 207 finish.
Okay, but that's unsustainable, right? They're just out. But 211 and change is the world record. You're
correct.
Saying they're five
correct.
Minutes under it right now?
This is what we call a mistake. Okay, I mean, this is like,
you're calling it right now that the women are going out too fast.
They're going out too fast. I mean, look, this is just data. The fastest times in history are even or negative splits, as I was mentioning before. 211 is the world record. They're not 5 minutes better than anybody that's ever ran this distance, 42 kilometers. This is gonna slow, but how long do they stay hot on this? They were 15 flat. Okay, this is 4:48 mile pace for women. Okay, like that would be a great solid start for most of the men in this elite field. So this women's race is out as hot as we've ever seen. But last year, you'll remember with Kelvin, we kind of went, oh man, he's going, what's going to happen? Is he going to be the greatest of all time? But what he was doing, it's a razor's edge when you're talking about setting a world record. Kelvin was right there on that edge. These ladies are going for broke right now.
Ruth Chepngetich, Satume Kebede, and Joycelyn Jepkosgei are smashing the world record pace, but it's extremely early, Jenny.
It is early, but this is classic Ruth. Ruth, every time I have watched her race, has gone out hot. Now, she hasn't gone out this hot before, but she goes out and then she hangs on. So I'm just excited. This is a fantastic start for the women's field, and it'll create a lot of drama, you know, going into the final miles.
Our friend of the score, Carl Allegretti, is on the phone. He's getting ready to run another marathon. Good morning, Carl. How are you setting up for today's race? And please remind us of these great causes, for charity causes you're running for today.
Hey, guys. First shout out to the Chicago Marathon, Kerry Pinkowski and his team. Best race. This is my 70th and last marathon. I guarantee you that. And I'm running for Lori Children's Paws in Greater Chicago Food Depository. Almost 200K, and it doesn't happen without the support of my friends at Arbor, Greg Purcell, and the Chicago Marathon team. And finally, love the score. Number one listener, guys. I got to finish before the Commanders game because I've never missed one of my son's games. So don't bet on it.
Oh, that's great. Carl, predictions for today, other than you saying it's going to be your last marathon?
You know what? This is the greatest city in America. It's my last. I raised a lot of money for good causes. I'm going to enjoy the city.
And we're going to enjoy knowing that you'll be enjoying it, and hopefully you're going to finish strong. Good luck, Carl. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
You got it. Carl Allegretti, friend of the show, friend of the score. Son plays on the offensive line for the Washington Commanders, formerly Kansas City. Great friend of the show. Let's go to race director Kerry Pinkowski now and ask him. Kerry, thanks for rejoining us. We're spotting the women out to an amazing fast speed, but is it too fast?
Well, Josh, we talked earlier, you know, great performance by Safwan Hassan last year, which was under Ruth Chepngetich's course record, which was the world record. I think, as Jenny mentioned earlier in the show, that you know that's the you know what they're thinking. I mean, there was great performances. If they can do that, we can do that. I know they prepared Satume Kebede. She, you know, I think she felt motivated by the fact that she was not picked for the Ethiopian Olympic team. Well, she should have been on the team, so she has something to prove. Obviously, they train together, they know each other, so if they can do that, I can do this. So that's the mindset, you know, is when one athlete breaks through, the others follow.
Okay, so tell me then, Kerry, take us behind the scenes. What is the push-pull like in these technical meetings and meeting with coaches and the runners on how to set up these precise goals for today? What was that process like over the last couple of days?
Some of the athletes have their own pacers. So those individuals that you see out front, they bring with them from their training camps. They have been training with them for months. And in many cases, they've trained at the pace they want to produce here in Chicago. They know each other. They feel comfortable with each other. And then we have our open pacers that you'll see out there that are working. So there's two dynamics here. There's pacers that are working individually with athletes, and then the pacers that are out there for a prescribed pace for everyone. So, you know, athletes will decide where they're feeling a few miles in, and then they'll tuck in, and then they'll go after the performance.
when you've been the race director for a Abbott World Marathon Major as long as you have, Kerry, now in your 34th year putting this world record-setting race together, you're going to get the odd pacer who wants to keep going. It happened here in Chicago in 2001. What were you thinking back there in 01 when Ben Komandu, the same year Catherine DeRaba broke the women's record, you had a pacer win the race?
That was one of those crazy days, especially with Paul Turgot, who was one of the greatest greatest African distance runners of all time, world cross country champion. He'd won Olympic medals, went on to break the world record. It was just one of those crazy days where an athlete catches lightning in the bottle and he went on to win. So it was one of those days and one of the unique races in the 46 year history of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
And your chair racers, Marcel Hoog and Catherine De Bruyner, your defending champions, are not disappointing. They seem to be out in the lead again. They've got every technical advantage, and you've got maybe the two greatest on your course right now. Kerry, just a quick nugget on Hoog and De Bruyner and what they're off to already.
You know, our participants that are in the open division and the athletes you see there, you have a Tatiana McFadden that comes and does some amazing things, and that motivates the athletes behind them. When certain athletes break thresholds, other athletes feel they can do that. The training, the technology with our Paralympic athletes, they've gotten faster and stronger. The design of the chairs they're in now, all of that is amazing, and they're just flying. And it's gotten very competitive. And in many cases, we've got corporate sponsors coming in and designing the chairs. And there's a whole science to it. Where before the wheelchair division, they built their chairs in their basement and tinkered around. Now they're in wind tunnels, and they've got Formula One design guys working on their chairs. So it's come a long, long way.
And the winners, and we'll let you go, Karen. We'll rejoin you on the other side. The wheelchair winners are going to make more this year. 40,000 to the winner, 30,000 for second, 20,000 for third. The able-bodied runners, winners get 100 grand. They can't race as many times as the chair runners. The elites like Ruth Chepngetich, Satume Kebede, and Joyce Lynn Jepkoski are off to a women's record-setting pace, while the men's field is large, tucked behind the pacers. Josh and Jenny, we're going to get back together on the other side of this break and dive into more live coverage of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I'm Josh Liss with Jenny and Josh. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but green means go. Experience the fast-acting, powerful pain relief of BioFreeze. BioFreeze is a topical pain reliever that provides a cooling sensation when applied to sore muscles and joints. BioFreeze can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Find BioFreeze online at Packet Pickup or at the post-race party. And don't forget to veer into the BioFreeze pain relief zone, located near mile 21, for a quick spray by the BioFreeze cooling crew. Cool the pain with BioFreeze. Use as directed.
Visit ChicagoParkDistrict.com/lifeguards and apply now for our year-round lifeguard position. Serving as a lifeguard along Chicago's world-famous Lake Michigan lakefront or at one of our citywide neighborhood pools is a job unlike any other. You'll join one of the largest and best-trained lifeguard corps in the United States, gaining life-saving skills and making a difference in people's lives. Visit ChicagoParkDistrict.com/lifeguards to learn more and apply now.
At Tata Consultancy Services, we believe that running has the power to transform people like technology transforms businesses. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line.
That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan, water you love.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.